Pro-migration group tells Biden, let foreign parents join illegal immigrant relatives. By Neil Monroe on December 21, 2020. President-elect Joe Biden should invite foreign parents to live with their illegal immigrant sons and daughters in the United States. A group of pro-migration activists with close ties to D.C. elites demanded Friday. The D.C.-based Refugees International Group also wants Joe Biden to import economic migrants by relabeling them as students, even if they cannot speak English. The border blurring recommendations are included in a December 18 plan for Biden, which says he should revive and expand the short-lived Central American Minors CAM program, which was shut down by President Donald Trump in 2017. The administration should also consider expanding CAM eligibility to include parents outside the United States who have children living in the United States, regardless of the children's immigration status, where either the parent or the child may be at risk. The original CAM program was only intended to deliver youths to their parent migrants with had conditional or temporary legal status. The group's regardless of immigration status proposal is an open display of contempt for ordinary Americans, said Rosemary Jenks, director of government relations at Numbers USA. They have no sense of what an average American's life is like. But they can say, oh, I'm a good person because I'm helping these people. You know, bringing up illegal aliens from Central America. I'm reuniting families. It's all about being able to go to your cocktail parties and say I'm a good human being because I'm on the board of this organization that's doing this great work to screw American workers and help everyone else in the world. Many Americans have lost jobs and wages to China's disease. And any large infusion of migrants transfers jobs and wages away from Americans, she added. These kinds of elites somehow believe that all Americans live like they do. So there's no need to help anyone in this country. They think, focus your warm fuzzies on people in the rest of the world. And the only way to help them obviously is to bring them here. Refugees International is a boutique pro-migration group with long-standing ties to the United Nations, the U.S. Department of State, and other pro-migration actors in Washington, D.C. For example, one of the senior executives is Jeffrey W. Tindall, a former partner at SCAD and ARP Slate Mar and Flum. Their December 18 report is titled, Building Better, Not Backward, Learning from the Past to Design Sound Border Asylum Policy. President Barack Obama designed the CAM program after the migrant rush across the border in 2014 crashed his poll rating and suffocated plans for the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty. CAM was designed to help migrants by flying their children into the United States after the parents had gotten some form of temporary or conditional legal status. The Refugees International Group also wants Biden to sneak economic migrants into U.S. jobs by relabeling them as international students. Non-governmental and community organizations might also refer youth to apply for visas to study in the United States. Under current circumstance, the vast majority would not be eligible. But Congress could pave this complementary path by creating a special category of student visas that do not require that students return home, have English fluency, pay a fee, or have substantial funds, and do not prohibit employment. Student groups and universities in the United States, already very much interested in this issue, can help with integration once in the United States. Students should be able to bring spouses and children with them and to obtain a green card after a year of academic study. The plan would steer more wealth to universities and coastal cities by reducing opportunities and salaries for Americans, especially for Americans who are living far from the coasts. Already, roughly 400,000 foreign graduates are working in U.S. jobs, so pushing more wealth and opportunities from heartland states to the coastal states. The report also says taxpayers should fly migrants who have been waiting in Mexico to cities in the United States. U.S. consulates in Mexico should provide air transportation to final destination cities in the United States to MPP parolees. Biden's deputies should welcome migrants at the border with new humane reception centers at the border and provide legal rights orientations to asylum seekers, the report. The report does not discuss the impact of mass migration on Americans' jobs, wages, housing, schools, or politics. The group's members are mostly virtue signaling, without care for the damage they inflict on Americans, said Jenks. I don't think they feel a moral duty to fellow Americans, I think they are globalists. Clearly there are people worse off in the rest of the world than are most Americans. And, they feel, their duty is to focus on them. And not focus on their fellow countrymen, or on making this country better. It is cruelty to ordinary Americans. And, it is just Americans who are their targets, she added. The group did not respond to emails from Breitbart News. Overall, open-ended legal migration is praised by business and progressives partly because migrants' arrivals help transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control and pay cuts on American professionals, corral technological innovation by minimizing the employment of American grads, undermine labor rights, and even get many progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities.